Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is Mitchell Gilbert, author of An Owner's Manual for the Human Being. Mitch is also a commentator for WDAS Radio and an editor at the Chilton Publishing Company in Philadelphia, where part of his work involves investigative reporting. Today, Mitch Gilbert discusses how some of those investigative skills can be applied to our own internal search.
Well, David, one of the things that happened in my work as an editor, I had an opportunity to do a good bit of traveling. I've been to the Middle East. I was in Israel a couple of times and spent time in Jerusalem and experienced certain realizations there. I've been in Asia, and I've traveled in India and in Sri Lanka, and I've spoken to wise men and holy men in all of these various places. And while I was doing the investigative journalistic work for the magazines that I edit, I was also doing this personal search, trying to get an understanding of the mysteries of life. Where do we come from? Who are we? How do we find this contentment we're all looking for? One of the things that I found in common in all of those people that I respected as good teachers, and most especially that one teacher that I spent a lot of time with that we might talk about later, is that they always directed you to go back and examine and look for those answers within yourself. And I found that as I used the journalistic techniques that I had learned as an investigative reporter by examining and questioning myself, listening to my own fancy stories, fancy explanations for why I did certain things.
Sort of fishy explanations.
Yeah, and weighing them in the same way that I would if somebody who was trying to hide something were giving me a fishy answer when I asked them a question. And when I asked myself, when I pursued my own answers in that same way, I did find, in fact, that there were layers upon layers upon layers of acts that I had learned to perform, that indeed we all learn to perform, and that some of the things that I had been told were in there once I uncovered the acts. But there is no way that I would have known that simply listening intellectually to the great truths being spoken by the great teachers throughout history. The only way that the validity of any of these things could have been understood is if I went through that personal inner search.